Shalom, everybody. At the end of Parshas Vayeshev, we hear about how Yosef was stuck in jail with Paro's baker and with Paro's wine butler. And the Torah says that after Yosef explained the wine butler's dream and Yosef told him that his job would be restored and he will again serve Paro, Yosef then asks the wine butler to remind Paro that Yosef is in jail so that Paro will take Yosef out of jail. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, in the very last Rashi on our Parsha, quotes the Medrash in Parshas Miketz, in Breishis Rabbah, Parsha Peites, Piska Gimel. The Medrash quotes a Pasuk from Tehillim in Mizmor Mem, Pasuk Hey. The Pasuk in Tehillim says the following, Ashrei HaGever Asher Sam Hashem Mivtacho, happy or fortunate is the one who placed their trust in Hashem, who places their trust in Hashem, and Velo Fana El Rehavim, etc., and did not turn to the arrogant ones, etc. And the Medrash says the following. The first part of the Pasuk, fortunate is the one who placed their trust in Hashem, that, says the Medrash, is Yosef HaTzadik. And the second half of the Pasuk, those who do not turn to arrogant people, etc., that too is Yosef. Because, as the Medrash explains, because of Yosef's request, because Yosef placed his trust in the wine butler and not in Hashem, Yosef was punished and had to stay in jail for an extra 2 years. That's the Medrash. And many Mefarshim ask the obvious question on this Medrash. Hashem wants us to engage in Hishtadlus, to work for our food, for our clothing, for our shelter, etc., etc. So why would Yosef be punished for doing exactly what Hashem wants us to do? Don't we say, Ein somchin al hanes, we can't rely on miracles? And not only that, but the Medrash seems to contradict itself. First, the Medrash says, Ashrei HaGever Asher Sam Hashem Yivtacho, and that refers to Yosef. And then the very next words, Velo Fana El Rehavim, they didn't place their trust in arrogant people, that also refers to Yosef? How can that be? Many Mefarshim address these questions, and two beautiful and fundamental explanations are offered by Rav Avishai David Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Toras Shraga in Yerushalayim. This is found in his Sefer on the Chumash, Shai Le'avi, in the first volume, beginning on page 201. One explanation is given by Rav Avram Yeshaya Karolitz, who died in 1953. Rav Avram Yeshaya Karolitz is known as the Chazon Ish because of his set of Sfarim on Halacha and on Emuna and Bitachon called Chazon Ish. And this explanation is found in the Sefer Chazon Ish on Emuna and Bitachon in Perek Beis Seif Vav. Says the Chazon Ish, as explained by Rav Avishai David, Yosef, like everyone else, did not rely on miracles, and he worked with Hishtadlus to be a partner, so to speak, with Hashem in the world. And while he engaged in his Hishtadlus, he knew with every fiber of his being that it was Hashem, and only Hashem, who brought him success and accomplishments. That's the first part of the Medrash. Ashrei HaGever Asher Hashem Yivtacho. That is indeed Yosef. He did his part. But he was Sam Hashem Miftacho. He placed his trust fully and completely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, if that is the case, why was Yosef punished? The Chazon Ish says that you have to look closely at the rest of the Pasuk. The very next words in the Pasuk are, Velo Fana El Rehavim. A person may not turn to Rehavim. They may not place their trust in arrogant people. Placing trust in Rehavim and arrogant people is not Hishtadlus. That was Yosef's error. We must believe that everything comes from Hashem, and we must do our part, our Hishtadlus, but not with arrogant people like the wine butler. That is not the way Hashem's name will be sanctified in this world, not through arrogant people. And we too must be careful to not do that very same thing. That's the Chazon Ish. And Rav Avishai David quotes another explanation regarding Yosef's punishments, and this comes from the Netziv Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893. It's in his Perush on the Chumash, Harchev Davar, which is an added Perush to his Ha'amek Davar. It's on Parshas Vayishlach in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Chavav. Says the Netziv, Yosef was absolutely careful. He had full and complete bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he never relied on rehavim, on arrogant people. And since he never did that, that's the beginning of the pasuk. Ashrei ha-gever asher sam Hashem yiftacho. That's Yosef. He placed his trust completely and always in Hashem. He did that always, says the Netziv. Always? Except that one time in jail. That one time in jail, Yosef did rely on the wine butler, and that's why he was punished. Yosef was on such a high level of bitachon. He worked on himself, and he worked on himself, and he got to such a high level that when he did, in fact, rely on the wine butler, Hashem punished him. I am not on that level, and perhaps you aren't either, but we have to work towards that level. We have to work towards being closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and relying completely on Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone!